The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a dispute important to millions of parents, whether or not it's legal to let students grade each other's work and announce the results publicly in class. The case involves interpretation of a federal law passed to protect the confidentiality of students' educational records. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Student grading was something Krista Falvo had never heard of when she moved to Owosso, Oklahoma 5 years ago with her husband and three children. But it is a common practice all over the country for teachers to ask their charges to swap homework or quizzes or even more serious tests, and then to ask the youngsters to grade each other's work and call out the results. The Falvos' two daughters managed all right under the system, but their son Philip, who's learning disabled, was profoundly embarrassed. In the fifth grade, the principal dealt with the problem by allowing him to grade his own paper and take the results quietly to the teacher. But when he moved to middle school, Mrs. Falvo says, he was no longer allowed to grade his own paper.
The problem there was is as he carried it up to the front, the kids would start making fun of him because they all knew what he got because somebody would tell whoever graded his paper. And so it became a very hostile environment for him.
Mrs. Falvo says she thought it was incredible that teachers delegated their grading tasks to other students and risky. Her other two children, both A students, brought home papers that were erroneously graded by fellow students, she says, and indeed one daughter was pressured by peers who wanted her to change a grade. But school officials in Owosso view the practice as an efficient use of teacher time. School board lawyer Jerry Richardson notes that Oklahoma law allows teachers to have 140 students a day.
So a seventh grade math teacher that taught seven periods of math class would have 140 homework papers to return on a daily basis. I don't think anyone would say it's reasonable to think that a teacher could do that. And that's simply in a class such as math, which is easy to grade. You know, imagine reading 120 essays.
The fact is, says Richardson, kids often ridicule each other.
The reality is, kids know about each other, and kids sometimes are cruel to each other, and learning to deal with that is part of the maturation process that every child has to go through. And I don't think we do our kids any favors by trying to insulate them from those kind of lessons.
Mrs. Falvo, noting that her children are required by law to attend school, has a tart reply.
I'm not sending my children to school to say, okay, children, this is humiliation 101.
She says she tried for a year and a half to work out the problem for her son, and when the school insisted that children who grade their own papers cheat, she sued under the Federal Educational Rights and Privacy Act, known as FERPA. The law conditions federal funding on providing parental access to student records, and it requires parental consent for the release of such records. A federal appeals court agreed with her, and the Owosso School Board, backed by the Bush administration, teachers' unions, and other educational groups, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. They contend the law does not cover grades on homework or even classroom tests. School Board lawyer Jerry Richardson.
Clearly what Congress was intending to do was address only institutional records, the final grade on your transcript.
But Falvo claims the language of the statute is broad and forbids release of any record, including homework and class test grades, without parental permission. Asserting that the law is analogous to statutes that protect the privacy of medical records, she says the school board's position makes no sense.
It'd be like saying, well, your diagnosis is private, but I can give out all the test results of all the tests we did on you if I was a doctor, and we wouldn't allow that.
The school board's Richardson, in turn, calls Falvo's position absurd. Kids' grades are disclosed in myriad ways. Arguably, he notes, the honor roll could not be disclosed because it reveals a grade point average. And at the other end of the grade spectrum, state laws that require a minimum level of achievement for students participating in sports could also be compromised.
So if your star player is sitting on the sidelines, obviously uninjured but not suited out, has the school district revealed that he is not passing all of his classes and has therefore disclosed the contents of his education record?
But Falvo's lawyer, Will Wright, counters that parents have to give their permission for a youngster to play football in the first place.
The school district can release anything they want to as long as they get the parents' consent. That is the essence of the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. Inform the parent as to what you're doing, and as long as you get their consent, by gosh, you can do whatever you want to do with it.
A decision in the case is expected after the first of the year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.